Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Stream of Conscious Podcast. Ad. Yeah, that's right. We're doing a small ad for our fantasy movie league.
Don't forget to join team and link into our what do we call it? Stream of Conscious, our
Stream of Conscious league. Movie League.
Join our league and...
http://bit.ly/SOC movie draft. Password is SOC League.
That's a lot of typing, so we're just going to put a link down below.
Yeah, and welcome to Stream of Conscious Podcast. I am Joel, kind of flying by the seat of his pants, but not really Cox. This is Joe, wearing a gray shirt also, Stout.
Yours is like the longest middle names ever. Like, you do, like, this is Joe. He had a rough day, but he's thinking about maybe changing some things around in his life, but He's got not much of a plan right now, but he definitely wants to get together next weekend for dinner, so maybe we'll talk about it then. Stout.
Like, that's the kind of middle names you come up with. Like, they're so, very indicative of what's going on in the world and in life and in what's happening at the moment. Like, you put these long, drawn-out middle names. I'm not saying I don't like it, Joel. I like it.
Yeah, so I got a chair from work.
Worth every penny.
No, it is, because I think it's a $600 chair. I just don't know how to use it. So this guy left the job, and I guess the guy who got the chair didn't want it. So they put it out for the trash. It sat there for a week. Then finally, on Friday, the thing said, free to go home. So my coworker, Mike, let's take it. So I took it to my car, threw it in the car. Just like college all over again.
I'm so mad. I actually had an opportunity to pick up a gaming chair. Back when I was delivering furniture. It's like before Christmas. This is a long time ago. These folks, I took some stuff into their house. They're a really nice game room in their basement. And I mentioned they had these game chairs over in the corner, two of them. And they were a little dusty and everything, but they were just kind of like chilling out there. And I said, those are really cool. And they went, you want them? And I went, no, I can't take them. And I think it was like me being polite mostly.
No,
it
was never.
I was just like, I don't know why I said no. Like, I did. I wanted them. And I should have took them. But we were already kind of like just having a long day. And when you're delivering furniture, every minute counts. Like, you really don't have a lot of time. Like, you have to get in, drop everything, and get back out of there. And you're only given enough time. If you do everything exactly dead on and do it perfect, you'll stay on time. If you lose even so much as a minute or two, and really we do a lot of deliveries in a day, so losing a minute, you figure if we do 20 deliveries and I lose a minute on every single one, and you never lose a minute, you lose 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes. But if you lose a minute, you're getting done 20 minutes late. And we don't get paid by the hour, so 20 minutes late means I'm working 20 extra minutes for no pay one day a week. If I do that 5 days a week, how many minutes throughout the year? You know what I mean?
Or you give them your phone number and say, I'll be back.
But then I got to come back on my own time, and that's even worse. I'd rather...
It's free stuff!
No, yeah, and I should. I wish I would have. I wish I would have taken it. They were nice ones, too. They weren't like these crappy, you know, some junko they bought. These were people that had some money and bought these real nice ones for their kids, and they said their kids stopped using them, and they really aren't even... I think the one kid was in college or something. I don't remember the whole story, and I'm probably making more of it up than I'm recalling. But they had these really cool chairs that I should have snagged.
Yes, you should have.
Joe, are you going to say I want to be ninja for us?
Nope.
I really want to push this. I really want this to be a thing.
I'm not saying it.
I want to see how horrible and messed up it's going to be. Because it's a terror. This is, and for anybody who doesn't know, we're not playing it. We're absolutely
no.
It's not like, here's the thing, it's not super duper offensive.
Unless you're Asian.
Well, and even then, like, I saw these reaction videos of these guys watching this and different people, and I guess there's some that are more popular that I didn't see because I heard about them, but basically, here's the premise, is rich white people having a party, and this is legit, like, this isn't like, they weren't putting on a show, this wasn't like a stage, this isn't like a movie version of rich white people having a party, this is like legitimately... filmed at some rich white person's party. Like, this probably looks it.
Did you know she was on The Apprentice?
I didn't know she was on The Apprentice.
Murphy beds.
So yeah, Jennifer Murphy, something like that. Where she sells these Murphy beds because her last name is Murphy, so she sells Murphy beds, and she's very proud of herself for this. Like, she sings this I Want to Be Ninja song.
She wrote it herself.
Did she really write it? See, I didn't know. Like, I wanted to dig into this. But if you listen to it, and I did, and here's the worst part of it, Joel, is this song is, it, I mean, as racist and messed up as it is, a lot of, like, the things she says are, like, she says, like, something like, I throw my ninja stars just like credit cards and things like that. Like, it's like she is making fun of the Asian culture and making some very stereotypical assumptions about them. I use my what's the one about nunchucks? I use my nunchucks even when feeding ducks. I think might be one of my favorite lines in the whole absolute horrid display. But it is it's not this display or this showmanship of wealthy, overprivileged Anglo-Saxon people having a party. It legitimately was like they were having a party, and she sings a song. And then she dubs her real voice, like she must have recorded it better, and then dubs it over top of the video of her singing this song. So you really get this just to make sure that it wasn't just like a gimmick and a game that she was playing around. Like she really, really drives it home. And there's like the one Asian lady. I don't know if she's Chinese or Japanese or Korean or whatever she is. And I'm sorry that I can't tell the difference between it. I just don't know. But the one Asian woman in the corner is fed up with it. If you guys haven't seen this, anybody watching the show right now, pause the show. Go to YouTube and check out Jennifer Murphy, I Want to Be Ninja, N-E-E-N-J-A. I think you can probably look it up under Ninja also. It'll still come up because this is a pretty big deal. If you haven't seen this, watch it. You watch it. It is not one of those things like I wasn't even cracking up laughing watching it, but like then I had to see it again. Like after I watched it, I watched it a second time, and then I started watching all these reaction videos. So I'm listening to a song, like I've now heard it like 3, 4, 5, 6 times in a row, and I'm watching these Asian guys watch this video and the reaction they have, and they pretty much kind of all had the same reaction. They're like, "It's a little messed up, but it's mostly terrible," and it really is. It's absolutely terrible. It's not a good production at all, and it's not even like. But the worst part of it, Joel, for me, the song is really catchy. I started humming it to myself. I'm sitting at work, and I'm, like, kind of running it through my brain. Like, and every so often, like, I'm just kind of, like, I catch myself kind of, like, it gets stuck in my head. It's one of those songs that, like, you hear it, and then you keep kind of coming back to it, and you keep singing it to yourself, and yeah, I hate it. It's bad. It's like having that song, like, get stuck in your head is terrible because... I'm horrified that I'm going to accidentally say something out loud. I'm going to be sitting at my desk at work, and I'm going to start talking about feeding ducks with my nunchucks or catching flies with my chopsticks or something, and somebody's going to go, "What did you just say, Mother Ron?" And I'm not going to be able to justify myself.
I refrain from doing something very racist.
Thank you, I guess, maybe?
So... Well, that another way.
Is that out of the way now?
You know what I want to talk about?
What do you want to talk about?
Driving.
Okay.
Because I drive to work every morning.
How come your subjects are always way more appropriate than my subjects are?
Mine are never appropriate. I just mold them so they are.
You just try. You see, how can Joe make this thing filthy and dirty?
For the video listeners at home, if you look at the background, you'll see it's traffic. This is taken...
How come I can't see the background? This is bullshit.
Because you don't like looking at yourself. So you're not allowed to look.
Good point.
I'll put the picture up.
No, yeah, that's fine. No. Is it the same picture I saw before?
I will put the picture up so that you can see it, because you're a crybaby.
No, I'm not being a crybaby. I'm just asking why I don't know what's going on.
Oh, look at the crybaby. I can't do the background.
I saw this one. This is with the car.
Oh, crybaby. Watch me do this. Here I go.
You don't have to change. I'm not being a crybaby.
Oh, you're being a crybaby.
I'm not being a crybaby. Is that our background?
No, the background is
this. That could be our background. That's the... Yeah, no, I saw this. That's the card right here.
So I took that on the 4th of April at 8:09 a.m. because I was stuck in traffic. Now, I don't know what's been going on lately, but the traffic gods have been angry at me.
I have a thought on this one because I drive to work early in the morning. I have to drive since I hurt my foot and I'm at the tail end of it now. Thankfully, by the next episode, I should be back to work at normal. But I... I leave to go to work. I have to drive an hour and a half to work and an hour and a half back. So I'm getting very comfortable traffic. When I first started driving, I leave at 6 in the morning I get there by 7:30. When I first started going in, traffic was not always great, but not the worst. It seems like it's been slowly getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And I think a lot of it is the weather. Since the weather's getting warmer, it's getting nicer, the temperature's getting a little hotter, the sun's coming up earlier, we're moving into that point of the year where the days are getting longer. And I think that's why the traffic's getting worse. I think that's the big reason why.
I disagree. Because previous years, this has not happened. But what drives me nuts the most about traffic is, let's say it's December. We have snow for 2 weeks straight. And then we have a heat wave for a week. And the snow disappears. On the 9th day, it snows again. Like a sprinkle of snow. Not a blizzard. A sprinkle. Just enough snow to say, hey, I'm here. Not enough to school of school. But guess what happens? Everybody loses their shit and forgets how to fucking drive in the snow. And there's 5 accidents that morning.
You realize this show is not going to air until, like, it's going to be, like, 80 degrees when you wake up in the morning by the time we should air this particular episode.
Hopefully. I've been hoping for that.
Joel's praying for global warming right now.
If I have to, I will move some episodes around to make this work.
Right, Joel's going to email Al Gore and make sure that we
no. All I have to do is make it to the end of school years. Once the school year's over, traffic is gone for me. Which is weird, because when I leave work, like I go to work, I get on 28. So once I get on 28, I'm golden. But that stretch between home and 28 is a nightmare if there's school going on. Even if I could leave around when the buses aren't there, it's still bad.
The school definitely... Well, I mean, here I have a love-hate relationship with the whole school thing, because, and especially being in furniture delivery, we spend a lot of time in a truck driving to and from everyone's homes. We don't go... we go to a delivery, we do a delivery, move to the next one, and literally, like, we do an entire gigantic truck full of furniture, packed to the rafters of furniture, that we just continually unload. So we spend a lot of time driving. And we try our... Well, we've been fortunate enough a lot of times that the times that the school buses are moving, we're inside of a home. A lot of times. But the times that we're not, it's absolutely the worst. Anytime school buses are out and people are going, like, the traffic just has this way of bunching up for about 30 to 40 minutes. There's just this undrivable time of the day in the morning. And in any neighborhood, whether you're on the neighborhood, you're on the parkway, whether you're wherever you are, if you're in a good neighborhood, a bad neighborhood, it always jams up really bad. And if you ever get stuck behind a school bus, forget it. It's over.
So, funny story. So, daylight savings time's kicked off.
The what kicked off?
Daylight savings time.
Daylight savings.
So, I woke up at 7:30.
Well, forever ago, though, Joel. That was months ago when daylight savings changed over.
So, that happened. And for some reason...
For God's sakes, we're practically in June?
Between daylight savings time and my 40th birthday... I could not get up before 7:30 to save my life. I would set 6 alarms, and until the last week or two before my birthday, I wouldn't hear them. And I wake up at 7:30, jump in the car at 7:50, get to work at 8:16. And then, a couple of times I actually got up early because I went to bed early or something. So, maybe 2 or 3 times I got up early and left. I left the house at 7:20 one day, Joe. I didn't get to work till 8:20. Like... Wow. I wasted 30, 40 minutes sitting in traffic when I could have just been sitting home working my game to work. If I leave at 8 o'clock, I get to work like 8:16, 8:20, 8:25. But, like, for some reason, if I leave before 7:50, I'm screwed. And I understand what's going on with this traffic. As I mentioned in the live episode, April 20th, I'm now realizing that all these potheads drive to work in front of me. Because there was no traffic getting to work on April 20th.
You know why? Because they drive better stoned.
They think they drive slower, though.
They think they drive better stoned.
But, like, it's weird. Like, there's no rhyme or reason to this.
I don't understand it.
The one day that the West End had that landslide.
When did the West End have a landslide?
Oh, a couple months ago.
I did not know that.
Yeah. There's a landslide, and this house actually, like, rode down the landslide. What? It shut down part of the West End... Because that's my alt route. instead of going across the Part 4 Pit Bridge, I go across the West End Bridge. So I'm like, oh, not today, traffic, because I think the 10th Street bypass was all screwed up. So not today, traffic, I'm going to the West End. I go to the West End to make my turn. Roadblock. What the hell? Next roadblock. Roadblock. For like 8 roads, there's roadblocks. I'm like, okay. So somehow I wiggled all the way around and came the back way around in their work. I'm like, what happened? Then I found out about the landslide.
That's wild. How did I not hear about that?
I don't know.
You know what? I don't get a lot of time.
It took them like 2 days to like clear it out.
I've been following like the big time news. I've been kicking on to for a little bit on my ride into work. I tried listening to NPR because I really thought like maybe
you thought you'd be smarter.
Maybe a little bit, but it was more like at a certain point in your life you just want to be a little more involved.
No.
In what's happening in the world.
No,
but I think maybe you haven't reached that point, but I do.
No, because here's what happened. My dad was obsessed with the news. Remember growing up, we had satellite television. There's 2 CNNs. There's a CNN that rolled whatever, like different news stuff. Mm-hmm. And then there's the half-hour CNN. That every half hour, the same news stories over and over. It drove me insane. So I hate the news. I hate the passion.
I news is not a fun
and
thing
over.
To watch.
So, I forget what happened. I think I was freelance doing freelance computer repair, and they did a story about antivirus and stuff, and they totally screwed the pooch on it. They were like, they're sponsored by some from McAfee or somebody. I'm like, how that stuff's wrong? And I realized I know about computers. I don't know what the stuff they're reporting on. So I don't know if they're right or not.
Yeah.
And that's what bothers me.
Because you can't trust that the knowledge that you're being fed is necessarily true.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, to a degree, even news reporters are obligated under some context to provide... I can't what the word is exactly for it, but they can't just like make
journalistic integrity.
Yes. Okay. So
that doesn't exist.
Journalistic integrity.
That's
but, well, there's ways around it, and what they do is they say according to this report, and then they tell you whatever that report says. And that report could be an absolute lie.
I took video production in high school, and here's how it'd go. I would do a story on cupcakes and how great they are. You go and shoot your B-roll, you shoot all your facts, you find out. Cupcakes are really great. They're kind of shitty. So then you gotta realize how shitty they are. But you already had the idea of making them great, so you have to try and dance around the stuff, and you make things happen, and like, you're like, I feel a little dirty, but I got the job done. Oh, right. Screw it.
Oh, no, absolutely. And if anybody knows about, putting lipstick on the pig, or so to speak, or defending, the worst is when you say something and you're wrong, and then you feel obligated to defend your wrongness, even though you've already been proven wrong. I'm the king of that. I know that all too well. I've more than once put my foot in my mouth and said, this is the way it is, and then somebody else goes, no, that's not right, and I go, oh, yes, it is, and they go, no, and here's all this factual evidence to prove you wrong, and then you have one of two options. You can either go, all right, I was mistaken. You've clearly changed my mind. Or you can go, nah, you're an idiot, and I'm still right, even though you've proven me wrong. And I think it really depends on who you're talking to.
That is true.
There are certain people that I will not allow myself to be wrong around just out of sheer principle of it. Just out of the fact that I cannot allow you to correct me because you're a douche kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's... In a way, it's a similar thing. And especially, like, if you commit yourself... and that's the worst. Like, when you're saying, like, in school and stuff, like, if you have to write a paper on why cupcakes are the best, and then you find out that they're really not, in school, a lot of times, like, I remember in college, like, having to write these papers, and they'd say, okay, this is... Put your thesis down or whatever, like, what's your paper going to be about? Turn that in. Then you write your paper. And sometimes, like, I'm going to write my paper about one thing, and then as I start doing all my research, I realize that what I want to write my paper about is wrong. Like, cupcakes are good, they're not, and I find this out. So now I'm obligated to write something that I've now convinced myself I don't even believe in. And it sticks with you.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of, you hang with it, that you then it makes it twice as hard to write your paper. And then whenever you do turn it in, like 10, 15 years down the road, somebody's going to say something, oh, cupcakes are bad or whatever. And you're going to go, no, as a matter of fact, I wrote a paper one time about how it wasn't. You forgot that you didn't convince yourself writing that paper. You just remember writing that paper.
Yeah, but what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So the original I talked about the traffic and so whatnot. I did a lot of thinking sitting in traffic this past month, Joe. And I realized, this is a stretch. What? But the professional is this. I feel like the transporter when I'm driving.
Okay.
There are a set of rules that must be followed. If you don't follow the rules, shit goes wrong.
You are a rules kind of guy.
So, I have friends, and my dad does this too. He's like, oh, let's go so-and-so. Like, I'll help him pick up some gas or run an errand. So, I've got a car. My air conditioner works. My heater works. There's no reason to roll down my window for any reason. If your car's too hot, tell me, I'll make it cooler. If car's too cold, I'll make it hotter, let me know. But no, I want fresh air, roll down the window. No, do not roll my windows out of my car, I do not like that. Especially the back, you ever notice this? If you roll a window down the back,
you go, you get that noise, it drives me insane, I can't stand it.
Especially at high speed.
Right.
I'm just like, I'm right. And I have a friend that gets car sick. And they always roll the window down.
Well, you gotta roll down the front windows if you're gonna roll down the back window. Otherwise, I know that exact noise, what you're talking about. You just have the... And I've seen people drive, like, on the highway and stuff where, like, they just have their back window down. And I go, are you insane? Like, what is wrong in your brain?
You know that? Roll down both back windows and drive 70 miles an hour.
What's that? Is it the same noise only, like, times two?
It's exponential. Like, it's like one of those, you know those feedback loops that you hear about with microphones? It's like that.
We just get this constant echo of this.
And then, like, the other thing is, with the windows down, you hear every sound. So it's very distracting when you're driving.
Yeah, I don't like having... Well, no, I like having my windows down. I do... When I drive, I
often... We're longer friends.
Well, part of it is because... No, I like having the fresh air and everything in. But sometimes, with my car right now... My car, the air conditioner doesn't work. So I do like to have the window down for that fresh air. I'm just a fresh air kind of guy. Like, I'm going to go outside. We're very different that way, you and I. I'm going to go outside, and I like to go, like, I wake up in the morning first
thing. I prefer climate control. I don't mind being outside if I'm outside. But if I'm driving, I want to be comfortable.
See, I'd rather be sweaty outside than comfortable inside.
No.
Like, the temperature to me, and I have a pretty wide berth of what I find comfortable. But when I'm out... I'm just, it's an environmental thing. It's sacrificing maybe some temperature or some control of that for the fresh air and the sunshine and a lot of that. Like, I absorb that. That makes a big difference in my day. I don't always like being inside with the AC's nice, it's all great. And I run my AC all the time. My heat runs during the wintertime constantly. I'm not one of those people that wait till last minute to turn on the heat. I want to be comfortable in my own home.
I'm
in my home.
If I'm going to fly drones, or if I'm, like, going to do something outside, if I'm driving the park, I'll roll the windows down to get acclimated to be outside, because I'm going to go outside for a while. I don't want to be, like, a nice air conditioner and go outside for 3 or 4 hours and be like, ugh.
Yeah, no, I'm not like that. Outside, to me, is a much more, it's... I like that being, when I go outside, like the temperature, the environment, just like all of that together, it's like this. Like, do you want to be cold? No. But does sometimes a cool breeze feel good? Like, that's more my mentality. It's sort of like that comfort of discomfort sort of thing. But when I'm in a house, when I'm in my own home, I like having, I keep the temperature on, I keep the AC running all summer long. I'm not trying to save any money on it. I'd rather spend more money on my electric and my heating bill and be comfortable in my home than save that couple of bucks. And I'm one of those guys, like, and especially as a dad, I do that dad thing where I walk through the house, I walk in the house and I go, why are all the lights on? How come this is here? How come, like, I'm that guy. I'm very bad for that. I spent the whole day turning off lights.
You need LED lights.
I need what?
In the LED light bulbs.
It's not even a matter of that. It's a matter of, if you're in a room, fine, have a light on. When you walk out of a room, TV gets turned off, lights get turned off. I sometimes walk up to a light switch and push it down, even if it's already down, just out of habit. I swear to God, Joel, I do it. I walk over and I go, click, and it doesn't click. It's already down. Every time I walk in and out of a room, I turn off a light, even when the light's not on. And I spend all day long just chasing around light bulbs, just going, turn it off, 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 turn it off.
See, that's why you need a smart home.
I had this idea of like a light switch, but instead of it being an actual light switch, it's like a credit card slot where everybody who lives in the house, and this would be perfect for parents, like with kids, you give your kid like a little dangly card. You put on a lanyard or something to hang around their neck. They take it off. They stick it inside the switch. The light goes on. When they leave the room, they have to take their card back out to be able to turn on the light in the next room. You can't turn on a light if you don't have your card. Tell me that's not a genius idea. How am I the first one? You know, Joel, we need to invent this in businesses.
Here's
we'll
a
use
question.
It, in houses we'll use it.
How does that work if the whole family is in one room?
Well, you wouldn't need everybody to put their own card in the same room.
So I just beat up Brody and take his card and throw it in. I can do whatever I want.
You could. But you'd be a horrible person for that. You'd be a monster. But, so you're all in the same room. One person puts their card in the switch and the light's on. Or they take it out if they want the light off. Whatever, it doesn't matter. But then you go into another room. You have to take your card with you. If you want a light on, you would have to have the card with you. Or whatever, you know, I mean, I'm saying card, but it could be, well, really, I mean, card's kind of like the most obvious answer.
What's the thing about that?
Is that no, I mean, yes, could you use the system wrong? Absolutely. Could you leave your card and go into a room where somebody else is?
I'd rather give my kid, or what I remember, a little thing you put in your arm. So you walk in the room, hit the button, it comes on. When your thingy leaves the room, the light goes off, unless there's somebody else in the room.
You want to low-jack your kid? This is like some sci-fi post-apocalyptic thing. You want to put like a hitman
it's like a GPS
inside
it's a
your
watch.
Child, but directly shot into their
spinal
cord.
No, it's a watch. Don't even start about the whole turning off the spinal cord thing, because that was my idea from the get-go.
The what?
I wanted to have a thing you put in the base of your kid's spine. This kid starts acting like a fool. Hit the button. They drop the ground like a sack of potatoes. I'm like, you want to act like an asshole? You can't move for 10 minutes.
Like a shock collar for
the
kids?
No, it disables the spot.
What way is this not the same thing?
Because if you shock them, you hurt them. If you shock the spinal cord, they can't feel anything, and they can't move.
You want to be able to turn off people.
No, just their motor skills.
That's super, super unethical.
How's it unethical? It's my child.
Yes, it's a creation of your being. It's
exactly
genetically created.
Exactly.
It's not like whenever you get out of your car and you take your keys with you. It's not like turning off the lights when nobody's in the room, Joel.
It's the same concept.
You're talking about shutting down a person.
Okay.
I'm not saying I'm against this.
Let's say Brody's a runner. Let's say every time you go to the store, he runs off. Mid-stride, pull out your butt and go, no, Brody. Clink, and he falls like a sack of potatoes.
Joel, this sounds horrible. I know you're trying to butter this one up as much.
How's there butter?
This is such a terrible idea.
This is pure cream, baby. Pure cream.
That's horrific.
How's horrific?
You would shut down people.
No, they're motor skills.
Oh, I heard you. I heard you the first time. You're a terrible person.
Really? So you mean to tell me, if you knew that your parents had shut off your motor skills so you could not move...
My mother was a terrible person too, though. Yes, she would do that.
I'm saying, if you knew she could do that, would you be acting like an asshole?
Yeah, I mean, no, because I'd be terrified she was going to shut me off.
See?
You're stifling my ability to be me, though.
Until you're 18.
Oh, you want to run this? This isn't even like a safety thing while they're little kids. This is like until they become adults and earn the right to be able to control themselves.
Yep.
This is like a sci-fi movie. I feel like
live my house, live by my rules. You want out? Go on ahead. Can't get hired for a job till you're, what, 15?
Can't get hired for a job because dad just shut down your whole body and won't let you leave the house.
No, you can leave the house.
Yeah, as soon as you're done doing your chores.
Uh-huh.
This sounds like it has a lot of connotations of potential abuse, though. This is really like... this is because here's where this is going to come into play. All the sickos are going to get this. This is going to be one of those things that it's not as functional in the positive direction that you're trying to Tony Stark it into.
Like, I'm not Tony Stark in anything. This is, I'm a concerned parent for my child's well-being.
Yeah, until the Russians get a hold of it and then sex traffic increases.
Also,
how could it not? You caught yourself midway through that sentence. You were like, no, wait. Oh, yeah, no, actually, that would totally work for that.
You have to get the procedure done. Like,
yeah, still super morally declined, though. Super morally declined.
I disagree. It's a great idea. You don't have to have that unsightly pet leash. You know when you're a little child?
Well, first of all, that pet leash is also one of those things that people kind of look at and go, oh, that's just, you're a terrible person for that. And I agree with the
pet leash. If you have a runner.
I agree with the pet leash. Okay, in the harness. I want to make sure, because I'm not even certain now that we're both talking about the same thing. We'll talk about that, like that thing you put on your children, and then you have them literally on a string, yes. So that if they get too far away, you
can... High-tension cable.
High-tension cable. Like, not even like a spongy bungee cord, but like they can get a little bit extra room before you yank them back.
No, there'll be a spring mechanism on it. Right. But you don't want them breaking that and running off.
You just have it attached to a choke collar.
No, a harness. You can't put a choker on a child. That's just wrong.
No,
and you put a little cuddly monkey on them on the harness.
A little cuddly monkey. That makes it all appropriate.
It's like a monkey on your back.
Oh, man. The Japanese are going to have a field day with these ideas you're having, Joel. That's horrific. Yes. Okay. No. Here's the things. I have four kids, and
you have no runners.
No. No. Brody. Brody was actually no. I gotta say, Brody was never a runner. He was just rotten. But I get it. I've seen kids like
so picture
take
this.
Off from their parents. No.
So you picture know what? This.
Brianna was a runner. Brianna used to. We would be in Walmart. Doing our shopping, we would go into the line, and I'd be standing there. Like if both of us went in. Brianna would take off. And especially, like, say you ever get in line, you go, oh, we forgot milk or something. One of you runs back to grab the milk while the other one stays in line. Brianna would run off and go up to complete and total strangers and just run up to them and look up them and go up, up, up and wait for them to pick her up. And I'm over in line going, can you bring me my kid back? That one's mine. Can I have that? So, like, I get it. Like, I understand the whole concept of the leash. Luckily, she grew out of that whenever she was very little. But I understand the concept of the leash. I'm just saying...
Picture this. Brianna starts running off. You hit the button. She drops.
Skins her knees. Scratches her face. Like, can we tone her... Like, can it be on, like, a dial where, like, you slowly take the energy out of her? No, it's instantaneous.
Yes.
Where she just slams into one of the aisles and knocks
her down. Here's the secret. If you go limp, like drunks do in a car accident, you get less hurt than if you can tense up.
I think the point and the purpose behind it is to not knock over your children, though.
If they run...
That's not the word... That's not what you're working towards. I'm saying that's what society wants to see.
If you're running, and you're not supposed to be running, and you drop, that's your fault. You learn your lesson from that skinned knee. So then, you take your kid, you put him in the car, and you leave him in the car by themselves. Because they can't go anywhere.
You gotta leave your kid in the car. Just leave the window cracked so that like, people don't come by and bust out your windows. You're not allowed to leave a dog alone in the car, Joel.
Yes, you are, as long as it's climate controlled.
Oh, jeez. I don't believe in climate control. We've already had that discussion.
Well, I do.
My AC doesn't work.
What's it do in the winter? Leave the car running.
Oh. No, yeah, still terrible, terrible, terrible ideas. Oh.
These are wonderful ideas.
I'm not saying they don't have a purpose. I'm just saying I think that purpose is more like... some sort of Michael Roker movie where, like, people don't... We don't live in the same society as the rest of humanity does at this point. This is more like an escape from L.A. kind of mentality thing.
This is utopia, Joe. There are no more kids with children that run. There are no kids that say no. They do their chores.
Do they, though? I mean, like, because here's the thing is I have kids. And if they have the choice between either doing chores or laying limply on the ground, they're probably going to choose limply on
the ground. But here's the thing.
We're breeding lazier children.
But here's the thing. Don't do your chores. I cut the motor skills, I put you in front of the TV, and make you watch documentaries.
Well, now you're just making it mean. You found a way to taking away somebody's free will to be worse. You found a way to punish people... On top of taking away their ability to do anything.
They can learn.
Now, what happens if they have to go to the bathroom?
Well, they go to the bathroom then.
On themselves?
Yes.
But who's going to clean that?
They are. When they wake up, when they're allowed to move
again. When they wake up. As a parent, I like this idea a lot.
But here's the thing. They shit themselves, you take pictures, like, oh, look, you shit yourself, you're 18. Or you shit yourself, you're 16. What kind of 6-year-old shits himself? Haha, let me put this on social media.
Yes, let me put it on social media so that you have something to use against me in court. No. CYS would have a field day.
They're on board.
Joel's thoughts and beliefs are not not.
CYS is on board with my idea.
What is your phrasing you go through? You have to. I never have to do this the other direction. I never have to tell the audience. I'm in a very weird situation here, Joel. I've never been on this side of the argument where I'm going, you have a terrible idea. Stream of Conscious Podcast does not support any of the ideas, thoughts that Joel is expressing in this particular episode and or any other episode. I don't know how to even phrase it. That was very difficult for me. This is a strange, strange place
for me. Folks, thank you for joining us for this episode. I think this is my favorite episode yet.
Oh my god, this was the worst episode. This is such... Oh, we're going to prison. I don't respect your ideas at all. Let me not... I do not want to be associated with any part of your notion. But I respect your ability to have... And I'm glad to see you finally come to the dark side, Joel. Thank you for joining me over here. But we do need to wrap up the show on such a warm-hearted note. If you would like to get in contact with Joel for any legal reasons, you can contact him through her Twitter account, SOC_podcast. Also, you can find us here on Facebook, YouTube, and what else we got? FM radio. I don't know. Can they contact us on FM radio?
No. Facebook.
All right, there's places you can find us.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, everybody, and we will see you next week with even more decrepit, horrible things to talk about.
And disco.